So for just a small fee, you can have all this stuff on tap. Like you literally are the outsourced landing page, sales page, error page, or welcome gate opt-in king. So that's what I think makes the software work.
This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here. Welcome to superfastbusiness.com. Today's a special occasion, and I know I say that all the time, but it really is today because I'm doing a video with Clay Collins because we have fast enough internet now. G'day, mate.
It's a miracle.
I like to see you in your little Harry Potter staircase there in your studio loft. Love that.
Yeah, I've got a dragon tied up there. That's where I keep, like, you know, the broomsticks and the dragons and all the stuff.
So you're well rested now. You've just got back from Australia.
Yeah, I'm officially like post jet lag, I think. But it's been taking some melatonin. But man, what a great trip. What a great ride. I'm so glad I went on that 14-hour flight. It was well worth it though.
Yeah, well, the Fastweb Formula members have been enjoying watching your recording I put up there for them just recently, and I still get a lot of comments about how awesome, like, you knocked it out of the park with your presentation. You saved it up to the last minute. We talked a fair bit about the event, about what I was hoping you would deliver, and you exceeded my expectations, like really just riffing about conversions. And I want to talk about, I made a couple of notes here on my desk. I actually draw on my desk. And
sure.
I want to ask you about some of the things that were mentioned and take it a little further, and also some of the new innovations for lead pages, because I think you are my most frequent guest on Superfast Business. So congratulations.
That is an honor. Thank you.
One thing you've just announced is the pay-per-click friendly lead pages. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so something that we personally as a business don't have a lot of experience with, but our community does, is pay-per-click. And I don't know very many people in our space who do as much pay-per-click marketing and buying like AdWords traffic as Mindvalley. And so the CEO of Mindvalley, Hispano Juan Martitegui, who's a huge friend of the platform and just an amazing community member and someone we really trust with the direction of the platform, came to us and he said, hey, I want to take one of your pages and I want to add a bunch of things to this to make this AdWords compliant and to give this a huge, like the best quality score we can possibly get. And so he tweaked it. He tested a bunch of different things. And then like he literally, I can't believe that he did this. I should probably like cut him a check or something like that. But he just handed that AdWords compliant page back to us and said, and with amazing design, and just said, hey, you're welcome to include this in lead pages as a template. In fact, what he said was, I'd really like you to include this in lead pages as a template because we want to scale this across our organization. We want to be able to just use lead pages to set these up. So we have from the person I would trust the most with pay-per-click marketing, we have one of the templates he used to get an amazing quality score inside of AdWords for pay-per-click traffic. So Google loves this page. Facebook obviously loves this page. Google standards are a lot higher than Facebook's. It's got a good quality score. It's a proven template. And that's one of the new additions to lead pages. And we're just super thrilled to be able to provide AdWords compliant pages now. And so that's one of our new additions.
Yeah, I think people like to contribute because, you know, you can use it over and over again. And sure, other people are using it, but it saves that customization. It's literally, we've outsourced our landing page team to your software tool. So it's great innovation. So that's the PPC page. Now, I logged in and found a...
Literally, we've outsourced our affiliate program to you, James. So it's a good trade.
Well, fair enough. You know, it's so funny because in my other business, I'm the supply for SEO and websites. We supply and we've outsourced our marketing to resellers. So it's like I play different roles to different people. But there's certainly a place for everyone the market. You've also, let's do the little one first, the error page optimization.
Yeah. So what we wanted to do was, and I was just thinking about this the other day, because a fairly prominent blogger had linked to us and got the link wrong. And, you know, here I was like, oh, this is my moment, right? And then they mail their list and people come to our website and they see this 404 page that's all text and is like, oh, you know, there's nothing here. Sorry. And I was like, what if during that moment they had gone to a page that said, sorry, this page does not exist, but don't leave empty handed. Download this free report or, you know, this resource list on that, you know, that's going to help you do X, Y, and Z. And so what we added to lead pages was the ability to set your 404 page to be any lead pages template. So you can create a page that reduces bounce rate, because when people see a blank page that says, hey, what you're looking for isn't found, they just leave in most cases. So what this template does is it allows you to say, hey, the page that you're looking for isn't here. However, don't leave empty-handed, get this thing. And so it looks like a real web page. It doesn't look like a 404 page, although it explains what's going on. And, you know, it's not like that's changing our world. I think we got like maybe 7 opt-ins yesterday using this form. And so it's not going to change your life, but I think part of business is just plugging every single conceivable hole that could exist. And certainly the next time that someone gets the link to us wrong, we're going to recoup that traffic. We'll probably have a higher opt-in rate for the 404 traffic when someone gets it wrong than when someone mails to a specific blog post, because those people aren't going to see opt-in boxes that are like front and center. So that's another thing we added, was the ability to turn any landing page template into the 404 page for your WordPress site.
So how hard is it for someone to set this one up?
It takes, if you're looking at the panel, it takes 3 clicks. So you pick a page from lead pages, and you just, normally you set it as being a normal page, or it could be your home page, but you, can just say that, or a welcome gate, but you just say, no, I don't want it to be a normal page. I want it to be the 404 page. So there's 2 things. You decide what page you want to be your 404 page from your lead pages account. And then you just click on that you want it to be the 404 page. So it's like that, 3 clicks.
If I'm not mistaken, you can log into your WordPress, for example, and it'll actually be there as a tab where it wasn't there before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I think that's where I first saw it, and it's really clever. So you could actually use one of the pages that's already in your account.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and you might want to modify it and say, like, hey, the page you're looking for isn't here, but don't leave empty hand to get this instead, or something like that.
Nice. okay, so I logged into Lead Pages and I saw a sales page template. And just before my event, I thought it would be really cool to make a sales page for my event and split test it against my existing sales page. And guess which one got the highest conversions?
Unless you're an a-hole, hopefully you're going to say that we
the lead pages
it did well.
I remember I asked you for one cool modification, because as usual, I used it straight away, and I asked you for the video at the top option, because that's what was on my existing page, and it did beat the other page.
Yep.
I don't think I have there wasn't enough volume. I only had 100-odd sales, so I don't know if it's not a long running test, but my initial reaction was that it was pretty cool, but it's so easy to do. And I think a lot of people get stuck with, I guess the old way was to get a WordPress theme that makes sales pages, but you don't need to do that anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was a small sample size. It looked like it doubled it, but it wasn't statistically significant yet, but it looked like there was an increase. Yeah, I mean, with lead pages, we wanted a long form salespeople letter. A lot of people had asked for it, and we went ahead and added that. And the funny thing is, like, I've literally in my entire life never met someone who implemented as fast as you. I think we sent out an email telling people that this thing had come out, and like, I think you wrote back like 10 minutes later and you were like, oh yeah, I got one up. And I was like,
and I'm split testing it as well. But that's how easy your stuff is. Like, this is the thing. I have a web development team. There's half a dozen people full time in there. And up until now, I would send them stuff to do and then I would wait for it to get done. But now it's simply a case of I just go and make it, and then I'll just ask them to make changes or whatever. I like to set up the split test and know exactly what I'm testing and make sure that it's funneling the traffic properly. But you've made the software so easy to use, and I think that's what makes lead pages effective, because a lot of people don't have a web team. They don't even have a full-time person in their business, and they're trying to do this from Odesk or Elance or Fiverr, and the time taken to task source is just a killer. So for just a small fee, you can have all this stuff on tap. Like, you literally are the outsourced landing page, sales page, error page, or welcome gate opt-in king. So that's what I think makes the software work.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we wanted to do was, like, we saw people with with amazing products, like with just utterly incredible products, that were getting their clocks cleaned by these gurus, or like these not just gurus, but just like these other by professional marketing organizations. And I remember in one case, I had a friend who created a product, and it was like, I thought it was the best product I'd ever seen on something, but he was getting just utterly destroyed by someone else who had a full-time graphic designer to like create the page. And then they had like someone to take that design and turn it into HTML, and someone else to post it and split test it. And he was, while that was happening, he was just getting like technical challenge after technical challenge, hiring someone, trying to like finagle something. And like, he just got exhausted and quit. And I was like, that sucks. And so one of the reasons why we created lead pages was we wanted to level the playing field. And interesting story, that person that was like crushing him now doesn't have, I mean, he might still have that team anymore, but he's also a lead pages customer and is using it on their launches and stuff like that. So I wanted to level the playing field and kind of put you know, the special sauce in everyone's hands. And it's kind of, it's kind of cool to see.
You've given them the power. Now, one of the new features you've got is probably more of an advanced feature, and that's the pre-populated field. I want you to tell us, what is it and how would we use that?
Yeah. So what lead pages, like what we've added is the ability to, with any of our landing page templates, to add a little text at the end of the URL that allows you to pre-populate the email address or the name. So for example, if you had a page at mydomain.com and it was a lead page there, and you added mydomain.com, and then just a little information about the name of the person and the email of the person that's going to that page, then it would pre-populate the squeeze page, or the webinar registration page or whatever, with the name and the email. And that increases conversion rate, right? If someone doesn't even have to type in their name and email to opt in, they just have to click submit or whatever, obviously conversion rates go up. And so here's how you would use this. If you have affiliates that are mailing people to your webinar registration pages or to your landing pages, you can have your affiliates go into like Office Autopilot or AWeber or Infusionsoft or whatever they're using, and replace, instead of putting like their name in it, they could replace it of the name of whoever's receiving that email. So if they have 1,000 people they're mailing to, it's very easy. It's just like a field merge. You can just say that, you know, replace this part of the URL with this person's name and replace this part of the URL with their email address. And so that means that an affiliate's mailing for you, and everyone who arrives at that page is going to see that page pre-populated with their name and their email address, and conversions go up. But also, you know, if you're doing a webinar to your own list, you'd want to pre-populate those fields. If you're doing like list segmentation, so someone's already on your list, but you're wanting them to opt in for another email newsletter that you have, or you want them to opt in to a sub list for a launch that you're doing, this pre-population is going to take your conversions through the roof. A little bit more of an advanced feature, but something that anyone can do. We have a tutorial on how to do this, and it's within everyone's reach to be able to do this. It's not something that a lot of people take the time to do, because frankly, it takes 2 minutes to create a page in lead pages, and this might take you an extra 5 minutes to set up, but it absolutely crushes it in terms of conversions.
So is there any use you might have for it for your own list? I mean, people might say, well, you've already got their email address and they've already opted in, why do you have to opt them in again? Like, where would you, why would you do that?
Yeah. So a couple things. One, if I'm doing a webinar to my list, obviously the more people I can get from my own list to sign up for that webinar, the better. So I'd use it for that. If I were going to, let's say I just have like my house list, my standard list, and I am doing a launch for something else, I think it's rude and not cool to just automatically add them to the launch list. So I would still invite them to receive. I know, right?
Yeah. Being more people should do this. You know, segmenting, customizing that, and having the user say, "Yes, I want this." It's such a frictionless way to segment. I think is that's the answer, right?
Yeah, I mean that's the answer, and also, I don't know if my audio was cutting out, but also, people have found, and we've found that just the act of getting someone who's already on your list to opt in again for something increases consistency and commitment and raises their value on the list. So you can take, 100 people on your list, 50 of them you have opt in, and the other 50 you don't have them opt in. Even of the 50 people that you invite to opt in that don't opt in, the people who opt in are going to compare better to the people who received the same content who didn't opt in. So it increases the value of your leads too. To every once in a while, ask your people to opt in for something else. It just re-engages them.
I would have used this feature a month ago when we had to warm up a 20,000 list and ask them to re-opt in. I would definitely have used that feature. And here's the thing, of the people who did opt in, which was about half, those wow. ones are far more responsive than the second follow-up email to the unopted in people is almost dead. It's like ghost town, tumbleweeds going through the village. And the ones who opted in, and then the ones who opted in and then went to stage two of a two-step form are hyper responsive. So I'm a big fan of segmenting by another action. So here's a big question. What's next for Clay Collins and Lead Pages? To the moon, do we go beyond? Where's Mars?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. There's so much planned. I mean, I could work on this for the rest of my life. So I'm not going to talk. There's some super secret stuff that we think is going to, it's overset. Like people say stuff like we want to disrupt marketing, but there's some stuff that we really think is going to disrupt marketing. So I'm not going to talk about that, but I will say that we've added like all kinds of analytics awesomeness to it recently. Like Lead Pages has always worked with Optimizely and Visual Website Optimizer and analytics, and you can use whatever tools you want with it. But we've added analytics tools and A/B split testing. Retroactive A/B split testing is going to be added. So because we have data on how your pages are doing, you actually won't even have to run an A/B split test to find out which page is doing better. You could just be like, compare this page to this page, and like, boom, it already has the data to be able to run that and tell you. And then you'll be able to do them proactively as well, like going further doing A/B split tests. But like all kinds of stuff like that.
It's like when you send out an email and it has like a spam check and it pre-tests if the email is going to get through or not.
Exactly.
Nice.
Exactly.
That's good. Well, I won't let you do. I want you don't tell us everything because I want to get you back and ask you when it comes out. So when you have your next feature launch, hit me up and we'll bring it back to the audience. I want to just say, have you got any final closing notes from this discussion that you think would really help Lead Page users?
I think the 404 page thing is good. I think the pre-population thing is good. I'd say that we haven't done a really good job putting out information to people on how to do the pre-population, and it's so easy and it sounds complex. And if you watch the video on how to do it, you'll completely understand it. And I just say, start doing pre-population. It's going to change your business And so just hit up support if you're wondering about the pre-population thing and how it works. And they'll send you a link to a really cool tutorial. And in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to try and embed that training in there somehow so that it's more visible. But I'd say do pre-population. It's like free money just to get that increase of like 20 or 30% in conversion rate. What we're seeing is about a 20% increase in conversion rate just by doing this like simple thing that anyone can do. So I just say do pre-population.
Well, I've got two things to close on. One is I just wanted to urge you, in the video that I sent you of your presentation at my event, go to the end of the video and have a look at the customer of ours who was telling us about his special lead pages test. And that was one of the funniest moments of the whole event, where he was telling us, describing this new high converting page. So go and have a look at that. A side note to the viewer or listener, if you listen to this on iTunes, if you want to see Clay's presentation, there's really only two places you can get it. One is you can get it inside Fastweb Formula in our members area where I'm putting the entire event recordings. Two is you'll be able to get it as a bonus from Buy With Bonus. If you buy lead pages from my link, I'm happy to give you that video. And I imagine at some point Clay's going to make this recording available to his own customers in some form or fashion. And it's a really good recording. He was a highlight presenter at the event. So I just want to say thanks to Clay for that. Secondly, I want to ask you an unrelated marketing question. I noticed you have a great strategy of putting up more videos to your blog. I noticed a different voice. Looks like you're doing a lot of the same sort of stuff I'm doing with Own the Race Course, and it seems to be working well for you. Can you just give me a little snapshot into the process behind that, or how's that going for you? Is it doing really well?
You mean with the videos that we're posting and having someone else do them?
Prolific content.
Yeah, I mean, so we figured out a system for creating content, and I think everyone needs to find like the way that they can express themselves in the least restricted manner. So for me, that's video. But it got to the point where I couldn't put out, I am no James Schramko. Man, I could never keep up with you in terms of content creation. But we found
well
a formula
today. I know this is at least your second content piece today. Because I saw you earlier on one of our other buddies' calls.
That's because someone else facilitated it. But no, so someone else is doing them. And like I saw this from Gary Vaynerchuk back in the day. Gary Vaynerchuk had this popular show called Wine Library TV. And I was like, this guy gets it. Because in every episode of Wine Library TV, he just reviewed three wines. And I was like, he doesn't have to write a script. He doesn't have to like figure out all this stuff. He doesn't have to be calculated. He gets there. He picks three wines. He reviews them. He comments on them. Done. He could do this every single day because he has a formula in place. And so that's what we created for the marketing show was there's a formula. The formula is here's a free landing page template. Here's how it converts. Here's how we use it in our business. If you're not a lead pages customer, you're going to need to be a coder to set it up. If you are a lead pages customer, here's how to set it up in lead pages and download it below. And people love it because if you're even if you're not a lead pages customer, there's something you can download. You probably won't be able to do all the integrations yourself unless you're a coder. But even the coders are like, screw this. I'm getting paid $150 an hour. Why would I like, you know, do this when your software could do it? So so that's just our formula. And we do it in every single episode. And and people love it. It works. It's repeatable. And we totally stole that from you. So I mean, having the repeatable system and the content marketing and the video,
well,
and all that.
I
stuff.
Give it away for free, so it's you didn't really steal anything, so to speak. But you know, I looked at people like Vaynerchuk as well as influencers on content creation. He was the first guy I was ever aware of with that prolific video marketing. But it's great to see that system. I had exactly the same discovery, and it's worth our listener paying attention to this. When I put out Traffic Grab, which was a how-to-do traffic product, and I sold about 2,500 copies, firstly, I put it out at $79, and it was a much more valuable product than that. So I learned something from putting out a high-value product at a low ticket price. The second thing is a lot of people saw the product And they're like, screw that. I'm just going to hire you guys to do our traffic. So our SEO partner services went through the roof, even though we were teaching them how to do what exactly what we were doing in our own business. And you're doing the same when you give away a template. You're giving them the do it yourself, but they come to you for the, listen, I'll just have the pre-done version. Thanks very much. I imagine you could actually sell a service on top of lead pages for setups and installation and testing and management of that whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's so true. I mean, people underestimate the value of giving something away because most people don't want to do it. Like so many of our purchases come at like midnight or one because some dude's been like screwing around with the free template, trying to like go through like the AWeber docs to figure out how to do the integration and like trying to figure out how to post it to their WordPress site. And like, I call them the, oh hell purchases. Cause it's those people are like screwing around. There's like, ah, oh, hell, I'm just going to buy this thing. And they buy it and they're done in 5 minutes and then they just go to bed. So,
imagine if they did everything that way in their business, if they just went straight for that 4% action, they're like the bit that like you just shouldn't be doing stuff like that. The only reason that I log into your software and play around with the new features is because I get it. I love the software. I want to know all about it because I'm an avid promoter of it to anyone who will listen because it saves them all that grief and because it's so easy to use and, you know, it's exciting and fun to play with that stuff. So interestingly, the most popular product that we sell in our web development business is not the pre-done websites. It's not the custom websites. It's the 5-hour pack of maintenance where we'll do pretty much anything for someone so they don't have to. So, keep doing what you're doing. It's great stuff. Thank you for coming back on superfastbusiness.com. I hope you'll come back and share some new features with us when they're released. And always good to catch up, buddy.
Absolutely. And man, just thanks for that event again. I'm still reeling from it, but it truly was like sincerely from the bottom of my heart, it was the best event I've ever been to in my life. It was I can't believe I was humming and hawing about like the flight time.
It's a fair way, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. What I might do if we get a few comments on this particular show, if people are interested, I might put a little preview from your presentation on a post on superfastbusiness.com so they can see what we're talking about.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm not going to give that away. I mean, the production value in that was I'd pay $5,000 to have that kind of recording made. And, so I'm not going to give that away for a long time, like for like a year or so. I hope people get inside a fast web formula because, a couple people were like, yeah, this is worth like 10 times the price at the conference and stuff. So this one thing. So I hope people get access to that content and your community's like crazy. Like I've seen people post questions. They're like, what do you think of this? And this like 20 people are like, oh yeah, I already ran that split test 5 times in my business. And here's what I think. And then people are like, okay, good. You know, like, so it's, people need to be in FastFest formula, in my opinion.
Awesome. Thanks, mate.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.